fourth person in the killing of an 8-year-old boy. I'm Megan Cloherty.
As the CDC greenlights booster shots of Pfizer's COVID vaccine for vulnerable Americans, local leaders say they're ready to get them into arms.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 42 points.
It's 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. President Biden condemning U.S. border agents seen on horseback aggressively dealing with Haitian migrants.
It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the agents involved are on administrative duty now during the investigation, which he says will be quick.
I'm Peter King. Del Rio Mayor Bruno Lozano says the last migrants were cleared out earlier today after essentially forming a small city. And while it created what many called a humanitarian crisis,
miraculously, there have been no deaths.
Lozano says actually the opposite was true.
We've actually welcomed life out of all of this, despite the circumstances that are there.
At least 10 births on site or at area hospitals. Homeland Security says it's flown about 2,000 migrants back to Haiti. Another 3,900 are being processed for deportation or U.S. immigration hearings. Peter King, CBS News.
The CDC says people over 65, those with underlying medical conditions and at-risk workers should get the Pfizer booster shot. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said they're also looking into other vaccines.
We will, with similar urgency, evaluate the available data in the coming weeks to swiftly make additional recommendations for other populations at risk and people who received Moderna and J&J vaccines.
Clock is ticking down for teachers in New York City to get vaccinated or they're out. WCBS-TV's John Diaz says Monday is the deadline.
Many parents we spoke with are having a hard time comprehending why the vaccine rate among school workers still isn't at nearly 100%.
I don't know. What's the issue? I think there was enough time.
We're very concerned. We'll definitely think about keeping them home.
About 6,000 of the 120,000 members of the United Federation of Teachers remain unvaccinated, and nearly 10% of principals and supervisors still aren't.
Why did a gunman open fire in a Kroger grocery store in Colorville, Tennessee? Police Chief Dale Lane says they're still trying to figure that out.
We're getting a clearer picture of what's occurred, but I'm not ready to release that yet. We need to go through and make sure that, again, just as I said yesterday, we want to make sure that we dot the I's and cross the T's in this, and as soon as we're able, we will release the information we have.
One person was killed, more than a dozen others injured. Pacific Gas and Electric's been charged with manslaughter and other crimes in a Northern California wildfire last year that killed 4 people and destroyed hundreds of homes. Investigators determined that their aging equipment was what sparked the fire. Checking Wall Street on this Friday afternoon, the Dow was up 20 points, NASDAQ down 20. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
3:03 on this Friday, September 24th. We've got 73 degrees in Washington, going down to the lower 50s overnight. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Kyle Cooper.
And I'm Hillary Howard. Our top local story is federal charges that are filed against 2 D.C. police officers. They're accused of conspiring to obstruct justice, trying to hide what led to a fatal moped chase last fall. And one of the officers faces second-degree murder charges. Here's WTOP's Christy King.
Officer Terrence Sutton committed murder in the second degree when he caused Caron Hilton Brown's death by driving a police vehicle in conscious disregard for an extreme risk of death or serious bodily injury. That, according to prosecutors. Back when it happened, police said the chase began because the 20-year-old was riding on the sidewalk not wearing a helmet. While the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser, says that appears to violate the police department's no-chase policy.
I'm going to have to read the charging document to see what prosecutors were looking at for murder to charge.
In the district, Christy King, WTOP News.
1 month after an 8-year-old boy playing video games in an apartment was shot and killed through a patio door, four men have been indicted. Prosecutors say only 3 of them are responsible for the shooting that took the boy's life. The 4th was the target.
Charging documents say that 21-year-old Dominique Johnson was standing on the balcony of his Landover apartment on August 23rd when a car pulled into the parking lot and someone in the passenger side opened fire in his direction. The bullets missed Johnson, but hit P.J. Evans, who was playing inside with his cousin. The 3 men, who prosecutors say were in the car, are charged with murder, attempted murder, assault, and weapons charges.
Charging documents say a day earlier, Johnson admitted to shooting at 21-year-old Mark Nwacha, who was arrested that night. The next day, documents say Nwacha's brother Desmond and a friend, George Shaman, picked him up from jail. And 3 hours later, all three men participated in the retaliatory shooting that killed the little boy. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
305, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says the state has the supply and capacity to offer COVID booster shots to anyone who needs one. In a statement following the CDC's approval of Pfizer booster shots, Hogan said state health officials directed providers to immediately make them available to people who received their second Pfizer dose at least 6 months ago. Hogan also says the federal government should expedite approval of COVID vaccines for kids 5 to 11. He added the state's looking for clear guidance for folks who receive the Moderna and J&J vaccines.
The approval of the Pfizer booster shots means expanding vaccination operations in Montgomery County.
By October 11th, Montgomery County's health department expects to have three additional sites to handle vaccinations for residents looking for their Pfizer booster shots. Sean O'Donnell with the health department laid out the guidelines.
What will happen when they show up? We'll ask to see their vaccine card, make sure they've got Pfizer, make sure it's been 6 months, and then determine by their ID, are they 65 and older, or do they attest that they have a medical condition or an occupational risk?
The COVID-19 booster sites will include the East County Recreation Center, the Silver Spring Civic Center, and the Germantown campus of Montgomery College. And again, the plan is to have those sites up and running by October 11th. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
On the Virginia side, the health department's been preparing for its booster rollout. The state's vaccine coordinator says they're confident they'll have enough supply, and new vaccination sites are being established to ensure the shots are easily accessible. Although eligible people will be able to get a booster 6 months after their second Pfizer shot, Danny Avula says there's no need to rush to get it immediately after reaching that date.
Coming up on WTOP, there's been a big change of plans for this year's Marine Corps Marathon. We'll tell you about that just after traffic and weather. It's 3:07.
This week at Safeway, shop with your member card and get beef bone-in strip steaks in a value pack for only $7.99 per pound. Edie's ice cream is buy one, get one free. And Signature Select Jumbo Muffins are also buy one, get one free. Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
Are you thinking about refinancing your home, but worried that closing costs could cancel out any money you would save? It could happen. In fact, average closing costs for a $700,000 home in Virginia are almost $5,000. Yikes! How's that gonna save you money? Cap your costs with a zero closing cost mortgage from Cap Center, your local mortgage lender.
This is our sixth time using Cap Center. And once again, the quality of service and speed of processing was excellent.